For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Well, howdy. It's Friday. Decent day. The snow stopped in London. Let's talk about buying houses, selling houses, and moving the stuff in the houses. I'm Scott Simpson. This is Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Time for our regular visit with Joan Ball. Yes, she has more than 20 years' experience. She's developed an extensive network in the London area, and she uses this big network to assist her clients with everything from legal advice to plumbing and moving services, which brings us to our guest today. Let's say hi to Joan anyway. Joan!
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm groovy. You?
I'm just doing so well.
I'm looking at joanball.com, which is a great place to find you, or joanball at royallepage.ca. Joan, you have sent us Erica Lacey. She is a
senior move
manager and director of New View Senior Moving Solutions. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Scott.
Let me get you in front of the microphone there so we can hear what you say.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good. Joan?
Hi, Erica.
Hi there, Joan.
Joan, what do you want to tell us about Erica before we get into
it? Well, I think that everybody who listens to the program from time to time may have heard me say my interest and my special interest in seniors. Having a grandmother who is 109 and my another one who is 106. So one on one side, one on the other side. My dad lived well into his 90s, 96. So, I've had some specific interest in this area. Also have two accreditations in transitioning seniors. So the fit to pull somebody in and discuss the moving of the senior population is really key. And Erica is your gal.
So, Joan, you not only help seniors sell their homes, you find them new places to move into. And I guess with somebody like Erica, you can help lay the place out so that it works best for them.
Yes, actually. That's the key. And I think the big part is we often get contacted by the seniors themselves, but quite often it may be the adult child of that senior who is not living in London, very busy life, and needing to ensure that mom and dad, that this transition is as stress-free as possible.
Well, if any of our listeners have questions for Joan Ball from Royal LePage Triland or Erica Lacey, director of New View Senior Moving Solutions, give us a call this half hour at 519-643-1290. 519-643-1290. So, Erica, just before we went on, you were telling me you actually do move stuff.
We do.
Like you personally lift things.
I personally do get down there, get right into it, physically pack things up, pack up the boxes, take them out of the home, and disperse them to the various areas. What we do initially from the get-go is we will do a complimentary visit in their home.
Uh-huh.
And just to get a scope of what typically, oftentimes, seniors have been living in their homes for 30, 40,
yes,
50 plus years, as was the case with my father-in-law. He came home as a World War II veteran, bought a home that was government-sponsored for vets returning from the war, and that's where he lived ever since. He didn't move from one home to another. And so often this is the case, and so it is, you know, a considerable downsize when they make that decision to move. And not only from a physical perspective, but emotionally as well.
Oh, for sure. They've lived in their house their entire lives and with so many good memories. Who can blame them?
That's exactly what it is. It's a lifetime of possessions and
experiences. They raised their kids in this house.
That's right.
There's marks on the wall showing how tall their kids were.
Absolutely.
I know when I was first shopping for a home here in London, I looked at several homes that were being sold by seniors. And, Joan, you might be able to chime in on this. It was a little intimidating, honestly, because I had a hard time imagining living there because they were packed floor to ceiling, wall to wall with stuff.
Yes, quite often that's the biggest hurdle with some of our seniors' clients, is just having them recognize that they're going to be moving anyway, so why not start packing away some of the stuff? And sometimes where they're going, it won't accommodate all the stuff, so, you know, why not start dividing it out amongst the kids, or seeing if we can get somebody in to sell some of the items off for them, or you know, accommodate them in that way, so that then when the house sells, it's a little bit less onerous to pack everything up.
And not to be maudlin or grim about this, but it's all going to have to be divided or sold off or distributed at some point. Why not do it now when you're moving? Don't put it in storage.
Absolutely. And that's the discussion that I think some people are very uncomfortable with, but there is a way of delivering that and really making a system that's quite seamless and doesn't bring the dysfunction to the top, but really helps individuals sort of sift through it in a calm method.
That's for sure, Joan Ball. Erica Lacey from New View Senior Moving Solutions, how do you have that conversation with people about, you have a lot of stuff here that's not going to fit in your new place?
Well, this is, you know, it is an emotional time, and so we really want to be there as professionals, not only to help them with, you know, the packing up and the dispersing and taking things away from their home, but helping them to navigate through these very emotionally charged decision-making process of in the beginning where to even move to. And you don't really know what you don't know. If you've lived in the same home for almost 60 years, you've never considered what is my next move. And you know, things
you've
changed.
You've lived knowing that this bedroom is here, and it's this many steps to the kitchen, and to think about living in any other layout of a home, they can't imagine that.
They can't imagine that. And so it can be a really stressful time. And really, our ultimate goal, our mission is to, and our sort of our logo is, we take the work and the worry out of the moving process. So we're there initially to help them if they want us to guide them through the decision-making process. Let's say, for instance, they're moving from their home to a retirement residence. Well, here alone in London, there are 17 senior residences, and they're wonderful. I've toured all of them now. I'm familiar with the services and the amenities that they have, and they provide wonderful things. And they provide wonderful lifestyle choices, choices of activities that will increase their wellness and draw them back into a community to do the things that they used to love to do, that maybe they weren't getting out to do anymore because they couldn't get out of their home like they used to, and their friends were in the same position. So oftentimes when seniors do make that decision to downsize to a senior residence, it's not like the old folks' home. It's a wonderful place of activity, of energy, of people there to support you and that want the best lifestyle and good health. They want you to be more happy and more comfortable than you may want for yourself.
Oh,
and that's the impression that I'm getting as I'm meeting them.
As you're a senior, we're going to elevate your game a little bit here. So Joan Ball, between you and Erica, you could tell these seniors as they're going through their stuff, you're not going to need one of those. They have one of those where you're going.
That's right.
Right. And the other aspect, I think, to keep in mind is that not everybody's going into a retirement home.
No.
In many cases, we have individuals who are simply downsizing from the family home, you know, because and going into a one-floor or a one-floor condo or an apartment condo, or, you know, there's many alternatives there. So in some cases, it's just simply reorganizing and looking at, I mean, we've had people who have kept the baby buggies from when the kids were young, you know, and stuff like that, that you have to sort of go, let's get through all this stuff and see if we really need to keep it all, you know?
Our number at Ask the Experts is 519-643-1290. If you have a question for Joan Ball, one of London's premier real estate agents. In fact, she's a full-on realtor. Get a load of that from Royal LePage. And also we have Erica Lacey, Director of New View Senior Moving Solutions at seniormovingsolutions.ca. Got calls for either of them? 519-643-1290. And we'll take your calls next on Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
London has a radio station that plays none of your favorite songs.
Excuse me?
We're too busy talking about real life.
You know, they talk about the news.
News Talk 1290 has traffic and weather updates, news from CTV News, and the most entertaining talk in town, live and interactive. It's about where you live, what you do, and what matters most. Find us right now on the AM dial, set a button, and keep coming back. Your home for the best in reality radio. News Talk 1290, CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
Ask the Experts on a Friday afternoon at News Talk 1290, CJBK. I'm Scott Simpson, talking with Joan Ball, sales representative, realtor extraordinaire from Royal LePage at joanball.com. And she has sent us Erica Lacey, director of New View Senior Moving Solutions at seniormovingsolutions.ca. If you have a question about moving in London, buying, selling a home, or especially moving seniors, give us a call, 519-643-1290. Moving seniors. It inspires an image of a very moving senior, a senior who can inspire great emotion in someone. Do you find it rewarding work, Erica Lacey?
Absolutely. I feel passionate about the work that I do. I have such a kinship with seniors. It started when I was young, as I mentioned to you earlier. I grew up in a small farming community, and when you were tall enough to reach the bottom of a fruit tree, you were picking. And the only thing that got you out of that was if you got a job at the... and as they were called, 50 years ago, if you got a job at the nursing home. And I did. When I was 14, I got a job to take the tea cart around. And that was the beginning of all of this. And now I'm happy to circle back to work with seniors again, because I do enjoy interacting with them. And they're a wonderful population and a growing population.
Joan, a question for you about how seniors selling homes plays a factor in the London housing market. Who's moving into the homes that seniors are selling?
That's so individual. You know, it really depends on where they are. As I said, that, you know, it may be that they're moving from a family home that was a four-bedroom, two-story, or maybe it was a ranch, but they're moving into an apartment style or a condo alternative or a condo as an alternative. So, you know, it really depends on what the product is as far as who's going to move in there. I do find that for the most part, they're ideally family homes. So, you know, young families maybe. There's some individuals, if it's in the core area, that may be professional couples or professional, you know, families with two professional parents. It really is as individual as the senior that might be moving.
I look around my neighborhood. I'm up in Oak Ridge, and if I look, say, five houses in each direction, they're either currently occupied by people who are in their 80s and 90s,
right,
or they're young families who presumably moved into a house that had been vacated by somebody who bought the house when it was developed by Sifton in the 1950s.
Right. And you got to remember, Oak Ridge is a really good example of this, in that those were very good properties, very well built, good property sizes. They gave the longevity aspect for staying in that home throughout many, many years. And, you know, I've been in many houses that, you know, individuals have lived there for a very long time and moved out, and much of it is original.
Well, and that's so desirable for some people.
Yes, it is. And some people will go in and do a marvelous job because the bones are good and the layout is good. So really, really they're doing updates and not necessarily any significant renovations, but just updating the cosmetics.
Is there anything a buyer, Joan, needs to be aware of if they're buying a house that's been lived in by a senior, say, for the past four decades?
No, I think it's the same as any other property. Do your due diligence, have a home inspection, ask the pertinent questions about latent defects, you know, have there been any water in the basement or leaking roof or, you know, any of that stuff. I still think it's the standard due diligence. In many cases, I do find that many of my seniors clients have meticulous records when it comes to the maintenance aspects and updates of their property.
Well, sure, they have that pride of ownership.
Yeah,
that some people from certain generations may not have. If somebody's moving into a home and they only think they're going to live there a few years, they might take different care of it than somebody who bought it as the original owner and have raised a family in it and wanted to take good care of it. But of course, Joan, I think you're totally right. You still have to do your homework and find out what the house is about. I mean, not everybody takes care of their homes.
Right, absolutely.
So sometimes you can get a bargain. Sometimes you might be interested in paying a premium for a house that is virtually in original showcase condition.
Yeah, there's some in Oak Ridge that actually I've been involved in the sale of that are very unique. And one in particular that comes to mind that rather extensive addition was put on the back, which was really quite stunning, and I think it was Skinner was the architect, so it was really very desirable, the way the property size and the way it was laid out. So that had some very dated aspects to it, but it was very popular and went into multiple offers.
Well, when I think of how my wife reacts when she finds that one of our senior neighbors has a totally original Sifton house, she's like, can I come in and look around? I want some design ideas. Maybe the kitchen's a little small, but oh my goodness, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, and some of them, you know, it's sort of like the antique cars. Some individuals really relish those original features. Some of the bathroom aspects could be very attractive to some people.
If you don't mind a green toilet.
Yeah.
Some people want them, seriously.
Exactly, I know.
Yeah, big tank on them, but it's not going to go anywhere. 519-643-1290 if you have a question for Joan Ball, realtor with Royal LePage at joanball.com, or Erica Lacey, director from seniormovingsolutions.ca. We'll take those calls and ask these ladies a couple more questions in just a minute on Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK.
All at the same time.
Turn us on.
Now give me the details.
First thing in the morning. News, traffic and weather.
And so much more.
First thing with Mike Stubbs and Lisa Brandt. Weekday mornings on News Talk 1290.
CJBK.
Sounds great, right?
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
It's Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK. I'm Scott Simpson in for Al Coombs, talking with our regular guest, Joan Ball, sales representative, professional realtor, and all-around nice person from Royal LePage. Joan Ball, doc, you are a nice person. Stop denying it.
Oh,
why are you trying
funny.
To build this image as being so tough? You're a nice person. She has that personal touch. She actually makes friends with a lot of her clients. And she
yes, that's true. That's true. That's
and she
very
has,
true.
Well, there's one in our hallways. Every time you come in here, hi, Joan. You know, hi, Lindsay. And like, yeah. That it's not unusual for people to become friends with the people who put them in touch with the biggest asset they ever have in their entire life.
Well, and not just that. I spend a lot of time with most of my clients, you know. So you really get to know them, get to know their family. Quite often, if it's a first-time home buyer, I meet mom and dad on both sides. And, you know, it's... And keep in touch with them over the years, and then their kids buy houses. Yeah, it becomes quite a connection.
And if you were not nice, and if you were not good at what you did, people would hate you so much.
Right, that's
but they
right.
don't.
Yeah.
Which
no,
I think
no,
speaks
no,
to
no,
the quality
I'm
of your character.
I'm very, very fortunate. that I have right now. I think it's about a 97% repeat and referral business from existing clients.
Very nice. And plus, you put us in touch with neat people like Erica Lacey from New View Senior Moving Solutions.
Right.
Erica, can you sum up why somebody would call you? What kind of people you're hoping will get in touch with you?
Thank you very much for having me, and I thank Joan for inviting me to be a guest today. What I really want to hone in on quickly is senior move managers. It's an emerging industry. It hasn't been around forever, but as the senior population grows, services specifically mm-hmm. for seniors and professionals who can take care of the needs and wants and wishes of the senior population, those services grow as well. They're predicting that, and the seniors is the largest, fastest growing demographic, mm-hmm. and for the first time surpassing the demographic of kids 14 and under. They're saying stats show that by 2013, seniors aged 55 plus will increase by 85%.
So you're going to be lifting encyclopedias out of people's
houses
for a long time.
So I'm going to be moving a lot of encyclopedias, wall units that hold them.
Yeah.
But that is why, being a professional senior move manager, having my certification, being part of a professional registry that is educated about how to help meet their needs during this difficult transition in their life. I belong to the National Association of Senior Move Managers, a great resource that I have done my education and do my continuing education with. And so that's a message I really want to get out there. There's a need for electricians and plumbers. They're experts in their fields. And I believe there's a need for senior move managers. We're an expert in this field of helping them, gently guiding them through the key decision-making process, as well as physically lifting, packing, moving, emptying the house. And they can move on and do all the fun things that they enjoy doing and have peace of mind.
So helping people get on with the next chapter of their life. Erica Lacey from Senior Moving Solutions, New View Senior Moving Solutions at seniormovingsolutions.ca. Joan Ball, always a pleasure to have you on Ask the Experts.
For me as well. Thanks very much, Scott.
I'll look forward to talking to you next time. Find her at joanball.com. The nice and fabulous joanball.com. Catch you next time on Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe.